on the KSRO live line with us this morning, Supervisor James Gore. Good morning, Supervisor Gore.
Top of the morning to you both.
And the rest of the day to yourself. I know that Irish saying. Yeah, so yesterday, Measure A passes, or Tuesday, I should say. And so as we understand it, we had one of the Growers Alliance folks in with us yesterday. There will still be conversation between the growers and the supervisors about exactly how much that tax will be and how it will all fall out. Yes?
Absolutely. The goal here is to bring the industry into compliance. We had Prop 64 and other things passed. This is not about to either cripple an emerging industry or one that already exists. This is about trying to do it right.
So I'm assuming phase two includes trying to get some of these pot growers to come in and out of the dark and go through the permitting process. So you guys, and I've been reading that you're trying to make that permitting process as easy as possible.
Well, that's no easy task there.
Well, in certain areas, in appropriate areas, and that's what we did when we wrote this ordinance at the end of last year, is we said, okay, you know, we're not going to talk about legalization or not a pot anymore. We're beyond that. What we're going to talk about is where it's appropriate to grow, where it's appropriate to set up distribution or other kind of things. And so basically right now it is exactly as you guys say, it's to set it up right so that people can get permits in places like ag zones and commercial areas, but also to quite honestly ramp up enforcement as it's needed in places where it causes either huge environmental issues up in the hills or the public safety issues down in some of our residential neighborhoods.
And Supervisor Gore, as we watch as Washington goes through the process of okaying the new GOP health care plan, it must be an amazing job that you have as a supervisor, because this is a plan that AARP is completely against, and so are many other large agencies. And 25% of Sonoma County's population are seniors.
Yeah, 25% are seniors. And then if we look at overall the Affordable Care Act, you know, it's probably, we have estimates that it's about $160 million to our local GDP, 2,000 jobs. The thing people got to realize is that whether or not you're supportive of a government program or whatever it is, realistically, these are our tax dollars coming back to play. Right, and in this case, it's for healthcare. So if there's no adequate replace program, and nothing we see looks like that, looks like it's a bunch of wordsmithing, then realistically, it's we're losing our federal tax dollars, which we already pay into the system.
So what is the supervisor's place in all of this as this story continues to unfold? What can you do?
Well, there's a couple things. One is that the way our budget works is that the money that comes back from federal and state levels, we have a policy that we don't backfill that because we don't have enough just general fund money, property tax money, to pay for a $25 or $30 million pop to our budget.
Right.
But that's the difficulty, is we're trying to figure out how we can piecemeal things together so we can still provide those kind of services on healthcare. There's other impacts, though, that we're seeing as well, Pat and Larry. It's at the state. There's the governor's proposal has a couple things in it, and one of the biggest things that we're dealing with right now is a potential shortfall of about $4 million for our road operations fund. As we all know, I mean, we're throwing as much money as we possibly can at roads, and so when the sales tax, or excuse me, the gas tax drops by $4 million, and it potentially, we're going to have to find a way to stopgap that and keep it going, because that's just a non-starter for me as a supervisor and many of us for our constituents.
I'd just like to kind of take it full circle and come back to the marijuana topic. Would you be happy, like, we could look into the future in 10 years from now that Sonoma County is the, like, world's leader in legalized pot? I mean, is that a good thing that because you're starting this process and trying to get it off on the right foot, maybe there's a huge amount of success and we become the leader?
Yeah, and a lot of people have different visions of it. For me right now, it's to make sure that it's showing not a full green light, but a yellow light. Like, I think of it as a stoplight. Is there's some communities around the state that are saying, like, nah, we're not going to let you grow. We're not going to let you do anything. You know, we have situations here in Sonoma County where, quite honestly, if you talk to business people and others, there's people wandering around with lots of cash and briefcases trying to buy up commercial buildings. So what we got to make sure is that is that it comes into compliance. My goal is to focus on the small growers, the mom-and-pop operations, not just big money that's coming in from all places trying to just throw cash at this. And so if I would say, where do we want to be, my vision would be that we're the kind of place that aligns well with a group like the Sonoma County Growers Alliance and the smaller and mid-sized growers.
You know,
boutique, not big business.
You know, James, just that you are referring to some of the growers as mom and pop operations kind of speaks to the evolution of our way of thinking about the whole pot industry, doesn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
without a doubt.
We've come a long way, baby.
Well, it's funny you say that, Pat, because on a final note is that, you know, I thought this was going to pass, but I was shocked that it passed with almost 75% of the vote. And it shows that people are ready to just move on with this. They're ready, you know, in my mind, let's just throw away political campaigns and jargon and other crap like that and just say, people are like, okay, here's what's on my ballot. We've been talking about this for 20 years in California. We passed this other thing in legalization in November. Come on, let's get on with it.
Let's get to work. Well, you've got your work cut out for you. Supervisor Gore, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, guys, and a pleasure to meet you over the phone, Pat.
Absolutely. Look forward to it in person soon.
Appreciate it.
That's 4th District Supervisor James Gore on the KSRO Live Line.